When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 3-2, and Clemens deals. Struck him out swinging. Number 4,000. Roger Clemens becomes the third pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to record 4,000 strikeouts.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Knicks are down two right now with 22 seconds left in overtime. Jalen Brunson with the ball. No! Keith McPherson on The Fan. All right. Paulie and I are in here watching the game. I had to drive in and left in the fourth quarter. I didn't expect to end up here. I thought this game was going to be done. I thought we'd be taking your calls at 877-337-6666 by now. Talking about they are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. It is not exactly going the way you would like. What a messy game. Fouls, turnovers, injuries. I mean, here we are in overtime, 109-106 Philly. On their last leg, you knew you were going to get their final punch. You knew you were going to get whatever they had left in the tank for their entire franchise to not be done tonight and live another day. Tobias Harris, I got to start with Tobias Harris, found his inner New Yorker. Remember, he's from Long Island. As he just hit that free throw to put the Sixers up 10 or up 110-106, up four with 15.8 seconds left. He had a hell of a game tonight. And early on in this series, Philadelphia fans were calling him out, like, where you been? What's going on? You get paid too much money to not show up. That's almost a 20-point game. He has 19 points tonight. Knocks down three threes, adds seven rebounds, an assist, a block. I mean, it was a block party. A lot of blocks. Jalen Brunson had three blocks. OG Anunoby, two blocks, had a great block on Embiid early in the game. Miles McBride with a block. Mitchell Robinson with three blocks. But all in all, man, this was just a weird game. I thought the Knicks had this game won two or three different times. And it ain't over until it's over. It's not over right now. But usually you see the Knicks come out with the win in these tight games in this series. I mean, Embiid is hobbled. Going into the game, Embiid's got the migraine, the headache. Yeah, okay. Kelly Oubre's sick. Yeah, whatever. Just put whatever on the injury report to try and throw us off. And I don't know. Down the stretch here, turnovers, mistakes, missed opportunities. And we actually might not see Knicks in five like I was almost sure was going down. That's a foul. Nah, no foul call. That's another thing. The officials, bro. 877-337-6666. Let's table the Knicks for right now. It completely turned in the last 30 minutes from what I thought we were going to be doing tonight to potentially the conversation that we're going to have. It's going to be full of Knicks reactions from fans, maybe even some Philly haters chiming in. I told you in the beginning of the series, the NBA doesn't want all these series to be sweeps. The NBA doesn't want all these series to be gentlemen sweeps. They want at least one or two of the series to go seven games. And this is the one, right? You might also get that out of the Cavs Magic series. But for the most part, you know, Minnesota knocked off the Suns 4-0 sweep. OKC knocked off the Pelicans 4-0 sweep. Boston leads the Heat 3-1. That's probably a gentleman's sweep. The Nuggets already completed the gentleman's sweep of the Lakers 4-1. The Pacers, they're up 3-1 in their series. And I think I'm forgetting the Clippers Magic series is tied 2-2. But what I'm saying is, I mean, for money, for TV, for everything, it's just better for these series not to be 4 or 5 games. The Pacers-Bucks game just got started. The Magic-Cavs game is into the fourth quarter. And here we are in the Garden tonight. A 4-point lead for the Sixers. They have possession, and it's just not looking good. It's looking like the Sixers are going to survive with a desperation win. Tyrese Maxey. How can I not speak on Tyrese Maxey first? I gave the props to the local guy first. Tyrese Maxey, I still haven't seen that 3-point shot that he threw up a prayer to tie the game in regulation. Tyrese Maxey with an all-time performance here at the line. He's about to have 45. Tyrese Maxey just put the team on his back, put the city on his back. And I'm looking at the faces of the New Yorkers, the New York Knicks fans. This is not what you wanted. This was supposed to be a closeout tonight. This was supposed to be a celebration tonight. You do not want to go back to Philly and wake up that fan base and wake up this team. Because they win that game on their floor, Game 7 can be anyone's game. 877-337-6666. You get 19 out of Joel Embiid, but Joel Embiid is hobbled, not playing the right way. Yeah, that's about to be a wrap, folks. Final. 112-106. The Philadelphia 76ers survive in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks had that game in multiple times, in multiple ways. And the reigning MVP and the team from Philly, they fight to get another game on their home floor. And this Knicks team, who is without Julius Randle, who is without Bojan Bogdanovic, Mitchell Robinson was compromised, missed a game. You look at this team tonight. And Jalen Brunson goes off for 40, but it's not enough. You look at this team tonight, and there's definitely going to be a narrative of, man, who's the Batman or who's the Robin to Jalen Brunson's Batman? Because you just saw Robin rise up for the Sixers when Batman was hobbled and go off with a 45-point game, 46-point game, a shot to, like, will it into overtime. And Embiid didn't have it. Embiid, and whatever you want to say about Embiid in this series, the guy came in with the knee injury. The guy cried about their fans not showing up. This guy also comes out and lets us know that he's suffering from Bell's palsy. He won game 3 literally kicking and screaming, flopping and fighting his way through the entire game. What an intriguing series between two rival neighbor cities in Philadelphia and New York. And we're on to game 6 on Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Today is the last day in April. I am thrilled. It's tourist season, but I'm really thrilled because now no one can say it's early anymore. Now no one can tell me tomorrow it's April. No one can say to me, don't worry about it. They'll figure it out. In regards to the New York Yankees, who did not figure it out tonight, of course, Juan Soto is Juan Soto. Great to see Austin Wells get one. But man, for a team that put up 36 runs over the weekend and should have swept, for them to go into Birdland and face their rivals and look like this, mistakes throwing the ball around, mistakes fielding the ball, mistakes on the base paths, and of course, strikeouts, ground outs, pop outs, ground into double plays, it's not good enough. But on the other side of town, the Make It Happen Mets made it happen tonight. They're not under 500. They got to 500 yesterday. They are 15-14. They stay a game above 500 and even up the series against the Chicago Cubs. Sean Manaea does enough, but DJ Stewart, good to have you. Good to see you. on a day where there was a lot of conversation about Mark Vientos being sent back down after what he did in a short amount of time. DJ Stewart hits his fourth homer, and man, that's the difference in the game. That's the difference in the game. The Mets win 4-2 in Queens over the Cubs. So obviously we're going to talk about the Knicks. That's a disappointing Game 5 loss in the world's most famous arena. You had it. You had it about five different times down the stretch, and you found a way to give it away, which is the opposite of your MO, the opposite of what we've seen from you. The Yankees still can't manufacture runs. They hit two solo shots to score their two runs, and they lose to Dean Kramer and the Baltimore Orioles, who, not for nothing, have owned them as of late. They're not going anywhere. They're young, and they play a style of baseball that seems like the Yankees can't match. And the Mets get off the mat, bounce back after a disappointing loss last night with a no-hit bid that gets spoiled. They show up tonight with Sean Manaea on the mound, and they do enough to beat the Cubs and hold the Cubs down, winning 4-2 at Citi Field. 877-337-6666. I see the calls coming in. I'm already laughing at the first topic. This is going to be fun, man. I've got 4 hours, KM to 2 AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan.